Listening 14, Criminal Procedure. Today's lecture is a general introduction to criminal procedure in Poland. First of all, let's start with the sources of the law on criminal proceedings. They are the Code of Criminal Procedure of the 6th of June 1997 and the Constitution of 1997 and the European Convention of Human Rights of 1950. And, after Poland's accession to the European Union, above all, the framework decisions of the European Council and other acts of the Union law. The law of criminal proceedings, contained in the 1997 Code of Criminal Procedure, is divided into a general part and a specific part. The general part of the Code, also known as the static part, determines the basic institutions involved in proceedings, proceeding principles, proceeding circumstances, a court, parties, solicitors and agents, evidence and coercive means. The specific part contains those regulations concerning the course of the process, proceedings before the court of the first instance, appeal proceedings, extraordinary appeal means, as well as specific proceedings, proceedings in criminal cases, in international relations, legal expenses, and criminal proceedings in cases under military jurisdiction. The basic principle of proceedings, sometimes considered the objective of the process, has traditionally been the principle of material truth, or the legal duty resting upon all the agencies involved to base all outcomes of proceedings on the true establishment of facts. In addition, the principle of a fair trial, as defined by Article 6 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which considers not only the rights of the defendant, but also the victim of a crime, has become equally important. The basic principle determining the legal position of the defendant, included both in the Penal Code and the Constitution, is the presumption of innocence, which requires the defendant to be regarded as innocent until his guilt is determined by the final judgment of a court, and the right to defence, enabling the defendant to answer charges either personally or through a legal counsel. Basically, the defendant may receive the aid of a defence counsel in the event of lack of financial resources at the state's expense, and sometimes, because of the defendant or the nature of the case, the participation of the defence counsel is obligatory. The participation of a public prosecutor in a criminal trial stems from mandatory prosecution, that is, the legal responsibility of instigating the prosecution of all public accusatorial crimes, as well as the principle of accusatorial procedure. The court institutes the proceedings upon application by an authorised prosecutor. Courts judge on the basis of the principle of discretion and pass their verdicts according to that principle after a public and adversarial trial. The legal procedure is a two-instance procedure. The Polish judiciary system adopted a mixed model in criminal cases. Basically, investigative and secret preliminary proceedings are followed by a public and adversarial trial. The preliminary proceedings are conducted personally by a public prosecutor, investigation, or under his supervision, inquiry, and the evidence gathered may form the basis for the court's judgment in the first instance trial. Both in the investigation and the inquiry, the defendant and the victim are the parties, and to some extent, they are both entitled to participate in the proceedings, to have access to the case files, and to appeal against the decisions of the prosecution agencies. In the preliminary hearing, the court decides on the most important impingements on the citizen's rights, executive detention or wiretapping, considers any complaints about the actions of the police and the public prosecutor's office, and sometimes interrogates witnesses, above all juvenile victims of sexual crimes or domestic violence. A first instance hearing is public and adversarial, but contrary to the common law system, it is the court's responsibility to inquire ex officio into the material truth. The verdict of the first instance court may be appealed against, and the valid verdicts of appeal courts may be further appealed against at the Supreme Court. One is also entitled to appeal against valid court judgments through an application to instigate de novo proceedings to be considered by a court of a higher instance. The Polish criminal procedure is familiar with consensual methods of completing criminal proceedings, inspired in Europe by American plea bargaining. A conviction without a court hearing, as well as a voluntary submission to punishment at the trial. In connection with the wide application of these institutions in almost half of all criminal cases, and with the dominating influence of the evidence examined during the preliminary proceedings on the verdict, this implies a diminishing role for the first instance hearing.